Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your wheat checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, live cattle futures struggled all day yesterday under the influence of the cattle on feed report and some uncertainty whether strong demand will continue into June. What might change the seasonal is there are greater outdoor gatherings taking place as people are making up for lost time of getting together. Box beef continues to increase significantly with choice up $2.66. Select was up $1.08. Yesterday was the 11th consecutive day of higher boxed beef and was higher 25 of the last 26 sessions, yet cash has not followed suit. There is concern it will not move much this week as well. Packers seem to be increasing slaughter rates in order to meet strong demand, but the fact that Memorial Day is just around the corner and potentially slower demand thereafter, the market will need to prove itself. Meanwhile, hog futures struggled yesterday, even though both cash and cutouts turned friendly. The National Direct Hog Report showed the price jumping $2.51, along with a pork cutout increasing $1.35. July Kansas City wheat trading about 2¾ cents lower early today, even after USDA lowered its good to excellent crop rating for winter wheat from 48% to 47%. Higher crop ratings in Colorado and Montana were outweighed by declines in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Missouri. On the corn, July's trading 5 cents lower early today with light to moderate rains expected in the southwestern U.S. plains later on, leading to moderate to heavy rains over the central corn belt by Thursday. Another system is expected to follow with more heavy rains in the western plains on Sunday and Monday. And July soybeans are trading 5¼ cents higher early today, erasing yesterday's small loss and appearing to find support near its lowest prices in May. As has become common during this unusual bull market, July soybean oil is doing the heavy lifting, trading 81 cents higher, while July soybean meal is down $2.80. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down 92, 116.75. August down 82, 120.10. August feeder cattle down up 42 cents, 154.12. September up 50, 155.40. And June hogs down 87, 113.35. Kansas City wheat, July down 8¾, 615¼. September was down 8¼ at 622¾. Chicago wheat, July down 12 cents, 662¼, and September down 11¼ at 665¾. July corn's down 2¼, 657¼. September is down 4¾ at 568½. July soybeans down 3½, 1522¾.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.